Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reefa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone, especially you, Jim Zulie, this morning?
I'm still here with you, Reefa, and I'll tell you, I'm just excited that, okay, summer's over, that's fine, but we got a good year coming up, a lot of things happening. And, you know, it's getting to the anticipation stage today, you know, watching the news and waiting to see what's going to come about with all this stuff with, you know, like they're saying, the weather is changing. Like, what are we to expect? We had kind of a warm summer, but what's coming up for our next several months? Are we going to be doing a big El Nino rain, or we have no snow in the forecast, but they say some big storms are coming.
Well, yeah, they say that some places is supposed to get up to like 45 inches of rain, which if that's in certain parts of California, that'll be great. Other parts of California, that'll just wash it away. We had floods last weekend, I think it was.
Well,
up in the Victorville area.
You have the opposites. You have fires, and yet fires cause floods. And people say, how does that work? Well, you know, the fires burn away all the shrubbery, and it leaves everything open. Then when it rains, it all comes down in the mudslides. El Nino, by the way, means... I believe it's the little boy or Christ child, the translation. And,
right, but they just name stuff. You know?
Yeah, it was.
But that brings us up to our hot topics. Let's go on to our hot topics.
Already.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topics.
Well, my hot topic this morning is The War Room. It's a movie that's out in theaters near you. It is in limited release, so it's not in every theater, but it is a good family, wholesome movie. It does have a Christian theme, so if you're offended by that, you won't appreciate the movie. I'll just give you that disclaimer right now. But for those of us who love good family Christian entertainment, it's a wonderful story. I can't tell you too much about it because it totally gives away the plot, because it's just one main theme of the movie, and that's prayer. But you get to see how prayer works, how to pray, how to disciple. It's not preachy, though. It's entertainment. It's a two-hour movie, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with this and stay awake for 2 hours through this movie. I was riveted. My eyes were wide open. I was totally engaged for the entire 2 hours. It was a wonderful film. We're not talking Oscars here. We're just talking good, wholesome family entertainment. You laugh, you cry, you sympathize, you empathize. It's a wonderful movie. It was made by the same people who made the movie Fireproof, for some of you who saw that movie a few years ago. It's been getting great reviews. The theaters have been full. I was there on a Friday night, and the theater was, you know, very well attended, especially for an independent movie. With the stars of the movie, you've never heard their names before, so I'm not even going to tell you. But if you have 2 hours, especially with this heat, get into a movie and see War Room. It's really an enjoyable 2 hours.
Well, that's a good point, Reefa, because there are some times where claiming a little sanctuary during the heat waves is kind of nice, because everybody doesn't have air.
Absolutely. And
anyway,
you're on topic.
Well, you know, baby boomers. Okay, we're retiring with 78 million baby boomers approaching retirement age this year. Many are planning on, believe it or not, hitting the books, which, you know, years ago we didn't want to really go home and do our homework. But according to a survey by U.S. News & World Report, the number of college students age 40 to 64 has increased nearly 20% to 2 million in the past 10 years. Studies, students generally attend to ensure a higher income, of course. You know, they want to go to college and make a better income, while baby boomers return to school for personal fulfillment reasons and to prove that they can do it. The reasons vary. Some are looking to advance, you know, in their careers or whatever, and they retired and they want to go back with more education. And others just want to learn and keep busy. A problem that baby boomers face is a disconnect in skills learned versus skills needed on the job. The disconnect is frustrating because you can either end up out of work or end up in a job that is not fulfilling and a job that really goes nowhere where a degree is needed. All right, college can help with learning skills that will help with employment, but for baby boomers, there are changes, all right? And learning today, you know, these are things that we're aware of, like, for instance, filling out an application and so on, but they're skills that you got to really acquire, like with Aretha's report she gives on technology. You got to learn all that stuff because you got to be computer savvy. Okay, although furthering your education may help, you may want to invest in a full-time education and the only classes that feel comfortable with you, or with a lot of the baby boomers, per se. You know, they're not going to just learn and advance their career. A lot of them are just going to take advantage of learning about a new hobby or a new interest just to have classes. And it's interesting that one of the things retirees look for when they're moving to a new place to retire, a new location, is the proximity to a college, believe it or not. And whatever the reasons, you know, whatever it is, you know, the thing is, you want to keep going. Like we talk about on our show, you want to keep moving. Well, it's the same with your mind. You want to keep learning, and basically it's a useful tool in avoiding Alzheimer's probably because you're keeping your mind active, you're learning new things, and you're keeping in touch with, like, the new situations with the Internet and everything on the computer. So take some classes, look around, and see what's out there, see what your local community college has to offer, and sign up and start keeping up with things.
Absolutely. I even have friends who are going back getting their bachelor's and master's and PhDs after 50, after 60 even.
Yeah.
So do it. And that brings us to our first commercial.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of EasyWay Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460.
310-910-7460. And we're back.
And we're back. And, Aretha, we've got a very, very interesting guest on, a good example for the baby boomers, Judge Joe Brown. And, you know, this is good for the listeners. You know, it gives people motivation when they hear some of the stories that when we talk to some of these people that are just, you know, they don't just stop and sit in a chair when it comes to retirement age. I mean, some of them are more active now than when they were younger.
It's true. And Judge Brown, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. The judge is in the house.
There he is. All right.
How are you? Mr. Zuli.
I'm Jim Erickson, and we got Aretha Gray on the line, and thanks for giving us a little time this morning.
All right,
and I'm gonna do a real throwback. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Oh, that one. What was that? That was Sammy
laughing.
Laughing. Yes. I say,
but you're a real judge.
First time.
You know, it's just Reeve and I talk about this. You know, you're doing something like back in Shelby County, you were the criminal court judge, and I don't know. Doesn't it seem like my father told me when I got in the fire department in Chicago a long time ago, he said 20 years goes by fast, figuring, okay, after 20 years you can retire. And that was like almost 40 years ago he said that. Have you noticed that since you were back in the days, how fast?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago turns out to have been 10 years ago. It just seemed like it was only 2 weeks. And you wish you could tell these youngsters about how true it is. Pay attention to what you're doing, because it seems like a long time yet to go from where you are to me, but it seems like just yesterday for me to where you are. So
exactly.
Don't waste it.
And all the experience you've had in the courtroom, I'll bet you the thing you'd like to have on your bench would be just take a second and think before you do something. Like something
well,
stupid. Because, you know?
If you think about something long enough, research it long enough, do it long enough, it becomes almost reflexive, and you look wise and mature.
Yeah.
We have this trend that is a baby boomer I somewhat resent. It's kind of like everybody wants something new and improved, basically new and unproved. And
yeah.
My usual comment to it is, okay, you're on the 757, and they just closed the door. You're getting ready to take off. And you find out your captain is just out of flight school. Would you feel more comfortable with him, new and not proved, or with a gray-haired captain that's been doing it for thousands of hours?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
you've got
what
the
is
experience.
That?
Yeah.
Yes. So,
well, speaking of experience, you had a very successful judge show on. For
15 years?
Yeah. What was your absolute favorite case on the show?
That's kind of hard. We added it up, and it was, let's say, minimum of 10 per day, 5 days per week, for 52 weeks out of the year for 15 years. That's a lot of cases.
Wow.
And after you've done stuff, they all kind of fit in categories. They're variations, but there are more similarities than variations. The ones that always turned out both amusing and disappointing were the ones where, and this is a baby boomer thing again, I learned that in the fifth grade, and here you are 35, and you don't have a clue. What's wrong? Or give me a break. You know, you're not a bloody island all by yourself, so didn't you think about what this was going to do to other people before you decided you were going to do it? And then the other one was, I was emotional. Doesn't that give me the excuse? No, it doesn't. See, there are some changes between the new group and us. We talk about education now and us going back to further it, but in our group, education was presumed. This was something you were supposed to do. And particularly for those of us who are, let's say, over 55 or 60, when we went to school, you know, you had a rigid dress code. Principal might send you over to the coach or the boys' vice principal with a ping pong paddle or a razor strap. There was corporal punishment. Nobody asked you whether you wanted to do it. You were told you were going to do what you were told to do. We had a rigorous course we had to go through from elementary, junior high, and high school. And by the time we got through, we were pretty well-rounded and had some things put in or pounded into our heads, and we were taught to discuss and be critical of what we heard. Now, we made a mistake, I think, in the 60s when we started harping on let them have choice, let them make these decisions. But when they got the decisions, they didn't want to take those things that we had been forced to take that prepared us actually to make the decisions. I'm on a faculty alumni committee out at UCLA, and they talk about admissions and curriculum, and I get really sickened by this thing, but it's just not fair to call to make these students take these breadth requirements because they have their hearts set on these careers. Well, speaking of one of the more lucrative careers, if you can get into it, though there are too many lawyers now to guarantee it,
I was talking with a senior attorney in a large firm, and we were discussing the problems that they were having. So we get the top graduates from the big law schools. He said, but they have no common sense. He says, any fool can go look up the law, but you need some common sense to figure out where you're going to go look. So they just don't have it. It's too narrow in their focus. And it's all about me.
I want
money instead of I need the education because I'm trying to be a post-Renaissance man or woman.
Exactly. Well, you know, you've got a career, you've got so much going on, and you're a baby boomer, and this is a good example for what Reetha and I talk about. Now, just jumping forward a little bit, now, a new TV show on Fox, Judge Joe Brown, what is the deal here? I mean,
well,
does Joe Brown
we have
be
a show? In syndication, we will have a new me, True
All
Verdict,
right.
with Judge Joe Brown, fall 2016. We were supposed to start at this one, but to do it like we were used to doing it, you need to be prepared and get everything together before you jump.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the pipeline in place for this fall, so it will be fall next year, perhaps late winter or early winter this year.
Are those going to be new shows or syndication of the old, new shows?
No, new ones. I'm losing a bit of hair, so I decided to go on and take a plunge and shave my head. You'll be able to tell the new ones from the old ones because I don't have any hair.
What's going to be different about this show than the old show?
Well, I will, along with some colleagues, also at least one of whom is a baby boomer, he's 68-2, will be in control of the content, and we will be giving the public a lot more of what it liked before, but what we had to fight to give them. In other words, what happened to the concepts that used to be pushed by everybody by duty, honor, responsibility, accountability, answerability, ethics, you know, these kinds of things that I used to have a biggest fight with the people at CBS and before that Paramount, because they said, why do you want to express all of these things? You should just be free to be what you want to be without concern for how it affects somebody else.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, frustration, you know. You've dealt with enough of that.
And you know what? The young people in high school were some of my biggest fans, and what they would tell me is, look, we know we don't know what we need to know. And we really appreciated that you, along with a few others, try to tell us what you got taught and what we ought to be taught, but what they are not teaching us.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think, Joe, they should have a class. They teach you history, math, all this kind of stuff. But they should have a class on life, you know, because people graduate, their PhD or whatever, and then they get torn apart in life by some hustler or some con artist or somebody takes them for whatever. They're just going out like sheep almost, you know. They should have a class on life, and here's what can happen. I mean, you know, something. But you had a chance to meet my son, Eric Zulia, right? Easy Way? Had a little experience with Easy Way?
Yes, quite a few. He's an outstanding young man. You should be proud.
Well, all I got to do is find a switch where I can turn him off once in a while and take a break. I mean, he never stops. But we're looking forward, and like Reetha and I talk about, it's keeping everything going. Retirement doesn't mean the armchair with the remote, you know. And
That's a
great example for somebody that just keeps on going. Do you see any time where you might be looking forward to the term retirement, or do you just see this as a constant going thing?
I see one thing that I do have to admit. The tedium and the rank grunt work that you had to do to get where you get, after a while that gets a little bit old, and you get more value for what you're about. You do more for other people when your ideas and experiences can be brought to bear. Get somebody with a lot of youth and energy to do the grunt work. There you go. Yeah.
I don't have the energy for that anymore.
But, you know, you turn your everything you have now, all your experience, and why let that go to waste? Let that shine, you know? I mean,
yes.
You know, like Reef has been doing the acting and you've been doing it with the law. And, I mean, why let that stuff, you know, share that experience? And some of these people won't have to touch the hot plate, you know, the old scenario where, you know, if we have already made the mistakes and screwed up, we share that, and then the guy that's coming up doesn't have to go through those problems, and yet they still do that. You know, sometimes they just don't pay attention, and they
don't
they
pay attention. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things that they fell victim to that we did not, though we took them to see it, stuff like E.T. or Home Alone,
yeah,
where everybody takes them. But let's take E.T. It's supposed to be cute, but here is this set of invaders or explorers who have interstellar travel way in advance of us technologically. We don't know whether this thing is a pet, a child, or what it is. And these children lie to their parents, deceive their parents, do all sorts of things that when you and I were growing up, if we had seen a comparable movie, would have been torn down and shown to be wrong. They do these things, and the common theme is children know more than their parents. Home Alone, incompetent parents. It's supposed to be funny that a 12 or 14, 13-year-old is better able to manage his affairs than his parents are.
I'm glad someone other than me sees that, because I'm usually horrified by a lot of these movies. It's like, seriously?
I had a bet with some CBS executives that I always won. They would screen these movies, and I'd look at them. I'd say, it's going to be a flop. But as I said, it's going to be a flop. That one will be a hit. But that, no, how did you know this? Because everything that's a hit follows the whole formula, whether it's a Greco-Roman play, Shakespeare, or old John Wayne movie. It's got something to say about human nature and something about the human condition and what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And sometimes, even if you know it's going to be a disaster, you got to do it because it's what you got to do. This stuff is nihilistic. There's no point to it. You know, they get off into what I call artsy, crafty stuff. Oh, the sound work was so what? It doesn't tell a story.
Yeah.
I got a thing, for example, on Best Movie of the Year. They gave it to Hurt Locker over Cameroon's Avatar. Now, Avatar is an old-time moral story as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameroon isn't well-liked in Hollywood because he comes from outside. See, he's the one that discovered the real Titanic, but that was a front because he was running a mission for the U.S. Navy to find a Soviet nuclear submarine that had sunk. So that was his cover. He discovered the Titanic wreck. He came up with Titanic, which is the second all-time box office draw in movie history. But instead of giving it to him, they want to give it to his wife, ex-wife, for what I thought was one of the worst war movies I'd ever seen, and made half the service people look like they were psychopaths. But that was because it was artsy, craftsy, and it was a different way of doing it, and we love her. But Cameroon comes in from outside in the real world, and one of his distinctions, like they never talk about, is he has taken the second deepest dive in the ocean by humans ever, down around 30,000 feet, with the deepest being 36,000 down into the Marianas Trench years ago. But, see, he's walks the walk, talks the talk, and he makes it from that rather than I'm just part of this in crowd that likes, you know, the technical stuff, and we like to do this.
Yeah.
Now, this series they have called Blacks List, there is an actual Blacks List in Hollywood, but it's not negative. It's each year the studios have been sending in their very best scripts to Blacks List, as this is the best we get. Now, 75% of those scripts get made into movies, and there's exactly one out of, I think it's going on 15 years now, that's not been a complete bad flop, and that is Hancock starring Will Smith. So, you see, it's out of touch with reality in terms of what gets pushed rather than what's basically at core inside of the human. That hasn't changed much for thousands of years.
Well, the good news is we're going to get Judge Joe Brown back in September of 2016. We're out of time, so I just want to make sure we get that in. We're going to look forward to seeing your new show. I'm definitely relating to your values and what you believe in, and I know that's what makes your show popular. And I look forward to a great new season in September of 2016. Thank you for joining us today, Judge Brown. Is there any last words you'd like to say or any way people can keep up with you on social media?
Well, there is a site. I don't do it, but it's out there. But I'd like to just ask the youth, please get radicalized. I don't like it when I can dance to the same music, the same dance as a 17-year-old.
Oh, I can relate.
70.
I love
you
it.
Know?
I love it.
Yeah, but they need to radicalize. Move on. Do some. Push the envelope.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally. And,
thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing your new show in 2016, and have a great rest of the summer.
And
you
can look up Judge Joe Brown, and you can say, I'm back.
The judge is in the house, and the judge is back.
Back. Well, thank you much, and we hope to have you on again.
Okay, my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, that was cool having Judge Joe Brown on, huh, Reese?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I know you
got
to run, but Aretha Gray has an audition coming
smartphone,
up.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, today I'm going to do just a quick tech time. We're still talking about social media. And today I want to talk a little bit about Google Plus and Google Circles. Most people have a Gmail account at this point in life because it's free and it's easy to use and it has lots of free stuff attached to it. One of it is Google Plus, which includes Google Circles. And they are simply a way of organizing your personal and professional connections without having to inform everybody about everything. You know how you do on most social media, you press send or whatever, and it sends it out to all of your different connections. Well, with Google Plus Circles, you can separate people into your work group, your family group, your hobby groups. Anything that might be an interest can be separated into its own circle. And that way, you don't have to tell your work people about your baby pictures or your grandchildren's pictures. You can just send them work information. Your family, you don't have to send them your work stuff. Your political people, you can keep separate. For some people, it's really important to keep your political people and your work people separate. You can customize them. You can personalize them. And even your profile can be customized and personalized. So your work people will see your business pictures or your business picture on your profile. Your family people can see your crazy picture if that's what you want. To start a circle is easy. You just click on circles icon at the top of your Google Plus profile. You select the people you'd like to create a circle for, and then you drag those people into that circle with the mouse. And you just drop them there. It says drop here to create a new circle. And one person can be in a bunch of different circles if that's what you want, or they can just be in one circle. It's real easy. It's free. A lot of people don't use it. I have to admit, I don't use it as much as I should because I don't have that many people that actually use Google Plus. So you need to get your Google Plus account activated and get your circle started so other people can reach you through Google Plus Circles. It's, again, I'm giving you all these social media things. I don't expect anyone on this earth to be in Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, Pinterest, all of them, you know, LinkedIn. There are so many. pick one that's best suited for you and then go for it. And that's my tech time.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim's from Jim.
Hello, hello. You know, there's so many interesting facts and figures and so on about retirement. You know, when people are going to retire, should they wait till they're 75 and collect more money? Should they continue working? Should they just go on vacation? What do they do? There's a lot of scenarios like that. Well, people have been asking me, just hit us with a couple of stats. Well, in 55places.com, I found 10 interesting baby boomers facts and stats. I'll just throw a couple at you. We were born between, most people know, what are the ages now? 1946 and 1964. If you wonder what the baby boomer era is, that's what it is. We represent the largest and most talked about generation because there's so many people. After World War II was over, everybody came home, started their families. Baby boomers make up about 26% of the population. They're not a bad market to look into if you're thinking of selling products. You notice on TV you get a lot of the products that deal with hair loss, so on and so forth. Well, that's the reason. California is home to more baby boomers than any other state at nearly 9 million living in California. The figure puts it far ahead than the next closest state, which is Texas, at 5.6 million. And then it goes down from there, New York, and so on. The highest concentration of baby boomers is found in Vermont with 30% of the total population. Now, the issue there is weather's been changing. It's been getting colder, and people are looking down south and looking to California, but California has a situation with the high cost of transferring your property, selling and buying out here. It's kind of a shock. Almost a third of the baby boomers have graduated college, and more than half support their children. Baby boomers are spending less on entertainment and eating out. The budget starts getting squeezed after a while, and there are now more female than male baby boomers, and about two-thirds are married. All right. Many have
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So, guys, I just want to throw out a couple stats so you know where you're at as far as being a baby boomer, and you just get an idea. And you remember, we were talking about the Oval Office. There were three baby boomers, Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama. So thank you for coming on the show, and Aretha and everyone. We'll be seeing you next week, and it's just blowing my mind when I hang up the phone, and all of a sudden it's Sunday night and time to do the show again Monday morning. It's just amazing. Time flies, whether you're having fun or not, but let's try to enjoy, you know, try to keep busy, when I say, and plan. So long, guys.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.